USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In his first major public appearance since the end of his presidency, Donald Trump stepped to the stage at CPAC.
Well, thank you very much, and hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me? A lot of things going on. To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we began together, we went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Trump's comments close out the four-day gathering of conservatives in Orlando. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Investigators are trying to find out why a small plane suddenly crashed in Georgia.
Three people died after a single-engine plane crashed just north of Gainesville, Georgia, on Friday. The pilot of a Cessna 182 tried returning to the Gainesville airport before crashing near a mobile home park in Hall County. Deputies say the bodies were transported to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for autopsy. Authorities say part of a wing landed on a mobile home, but none of the individuals were home and none were injured. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
11 people have been gunned down in Mexico's western state of Jalisco. Two others were injured. Unidentified gunmen riding in a truck opened fire with rifles. Jalisco is one of the epicenters of the country's drug war and home to a powerful cartel. The former governor was shot dead in a restaurant in Puerto Vallarta in December. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A second arrest has been made in the shooting of two sheriff's deputies in Georgia. Authorities say the deputies were shot with a .30-caliber rifle as they moved in to assist with a car chase involving two brothers who were reportedly speeding. The pursuit started in Florida and crossed state lines on Highway 84 Saturday night. The Decatur County Sheriff's Department announced the arrest of Troy Phillips this afternoon. His brother was arrested last night. One of the deputies is said to be in critical condition. And police responding to check on a vacant home in Kansas were injured by a possible explosive device.
If someone was inside, if this is a booby trap, we don't know if this was a if it was a gun or if it was some type of improvised device. That's what we're investigating.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says homeowners asked them to check on the home because several windows were open and they thought squatters might be inside. Three officers were rushed to a hospital. One of them is in serious condition. Another has been released. 75,236,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. as of today, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nearly 25 million people have been fully vaccinated. There are about 21 million doses on hand nationwide. A shipment of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine given emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration will significantly add to the number of available doses, with 20 million expected to be shipped out by the end of next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.